This week we heard that around half of England's population, amazing figures this, are regularly taking prescription drugs. The health survey for England said cholesterol-lowering statins were the most commonly taken drug. Antidepressants and painkillers were also frequently used. Meanwhile, a third health board in Scotland has voted to stop sending patients to the country's only homeopathic hospital. So what are the alternatives to popping pills, if you want to find one? And is alternative medicine really one of them? Let's speak to Professor David Colquhoun, pharmacologist at University College London, has a blog called Improbable Science. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
And we have another professor as well. Why not? Professor Joanna Zakshekska, who's an NHS consultant, head of a facial pain unit at University College London Hospital. Good morning to you, Joanna.
Good morning.
Hello, Professor. Professor David Colquhoun, first of all, these were, I don't know, surprising, alarming. How would you describe the figures that we got this week in terms of the number of people taking prescription drugs?
I think they're pretty alarming. Yes, it's been known for a while now, but not much has happened about it yet. It happens because people get put on a drug and they just keep on it when they're no longer needed, just because of organisational
something. Hopefully we're going to get him back. We'll anticipate getting him back. But in the meantime, Professor Joanna Zakshekska, what do you make of it? I mean, it does sound like an awful lot of people who are taking an awful lot of pills. And I just wonder, is some of it down, from your point of view, to the lack of time that medical professionals have to spend with people who come to see them? And sometimes prescribing a pill is that bit easier.
Yes, I think that's the big problem, that people are living longer now. People have multiple diseases, so they need multiple drugs. And yet the GP consultation lasts only 10 minutes, and you really haven't got enough time to review medications in that period of time. And also, if somebody comes in with a pain or a potential infection, it's so much easier to get somebody out of the consultation room with a prescription rather than spend time discussing the factors that may have led to the problem and ways of looking at lifestyle changes to try and get over the problem.
Sorry, Sam, go on.
That was the point I was going to ask about. Isn't this the issue here, that so many of these conditions that are being treated by drugs now, we look at diabetes, we look at various cancers, we looked at heart disease, so many of these now, increasingly so, are being seen as the result of lifestyle choices. And wouldn't it have to be a complete restructuring of the health system to look at how to tackle these issues much earlier on in patients' life? It's just cheaper and quicker to give them drugs at the other end of their life, unfortunately so.
Yes, I think that is a problem, and education has to start right in the schools. I think people need to learn much more about living healthily, but also about their bodies and how they work, and be able to make informed decisions about, do I take a drug or don't I take a drug? And also the problem is not everybody always takes the drugs that they have. So I have patients sometimes come with a long list from the GP saying these are the drugs they're on, but when I go through them, they're not keeping to the schedule that was given to them, partly because of side effects as well. And I think that often gets forgotten, that drugs have side effects, and sometimes you're giving another drug for a side effect from another drug, and that mounts up the numbers.
Requires separate treatment, yeah. And you're the head of a facial pain unit, as I say. What are the kind of things that people are coming to you for in terms of the treatment they require? And if you're not going to prescribe, you know, drugs in the traditional sense, I'm sure you are a lot of the time, but what are the alternatives that you come up with as well?
Yes, so patients come to us again with a wide variety of different pains, for which, for instance, we've just done a small study. 4 out of 10 of our patients have used opioids, that is morphine-containing addictive drugs, which do not work in pain. So that shouldn't have been on the list in the start. But we have a very multidisciplinary group, so we work with psychologists, physiotherapists, with alternative medicine. So we will look at changing people's beliefs about chronic pain, brain, how they think about it, how their expectations, positive thoughts are important. We'll also use some acupuncture because there's some evidence that that works for temporomandibular disorder. So it's a multidisciplinary approach, and it doesn't always have to be with the doctors. We have, as we said, support workers, clinical nurse specialists who can advise patients about prescribing and about the way they take their drugs, psychologists who change the way people think about their pain, their beliefs about it, and alter those. And those can have an incredibly powerful impact.
And that, I mean, that is asked. And Professor David Colquhoun's back. I mean, what Professor Joanna Zakchekta is talking about there requires a change of mindset and a change of expectation from a lot of patients coming through, doesn't it? Because whenever we talk about this kind of thing and alternatives to traditional medicine, we have people who say, look, stop giving this stuff too much credit. It's all bunkum. But then we always get people who say, no, this has done me a whole heap of good and this has changed my life.
Yes, well, I have to disagree with my colleague about acupuncture. There's no evidence at all that it works. It's just a silly myth, but it's caught on for some reason.
But then some people do say it does it for them, don't they?
Yes, it's mostly a phenomenon called regression to the mean, or better known as the get better anyway effect. These things fluctuate. You take the treatment when you're at your worst, so the next day you feel a bit better and you attribute it to the treatment when you'd have felt a bit better anyway.
Well, can we just get a very quick response? I'll go back to you on the broader point, but just a very quick point from you, Professor Zakchekta, on that.
Well, I think there is evidence for acupuncture helping in, I know at least in the conditions that I manage, in temporomandibular disorder. That's a muscle pain around the jaw. But it is, as we say, it's the way the whole treatment is carried out. Even how you relate to the person who's giving you the treatment has an enormous impact.
Professor David Colquhoun, let's put acupuncture to one side, but more broadly, do we need a change of mindset for a lot of people?
Yes, the myth has got around, and it's partly due to over-promotion by medics, I think, that there's a pill for everything. There isn't. An awful lot of things just don't work very well. I mean, cough medicines don't work, cold cures don't work, antidepressants work pretty marginally, if at all. And pain is a complete mess, actually. The analgesics, on the whole, don't work very well. And they certainly can't be taken for a very long time without doing damage, but people keep on swallowing them just because of this myth that there is always a pill for everything. There just isn't. I mean, some pills work very well, things like, you know, warfarin for stopping your blood clotting and so on. But there's huge pressure from the industry to prescribe something for, well, for everything.
Okay.
And people end up on far too many of them.
Okay.
Some GPs are very good. My own GP, when my mother-in-law, 90-year-old mother-in-law, came to live with us, was on 9 different pills. He went through it and cut them down to 2, and she's fine.
Yeah, well, I guess a lot of people will be able to relate to that this morning. Probably got a plate of pills in front of them themselves. But, Professor, thank you very much indeed. To both of you, in fact, Professor David Colquhoun, and you heard from Professor Joanna Zakchekta as well. It is 8:30.